I've been talking to you about the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, and I'd have to say there was definitely something mysterious going on there this past weekend. In fact, it was going on all over the place at booth number 935 at the Murder, We Wrote booth, which hosted Southern California mystery authors. One of the authors I had a chance to meet, Gail Carline, who's both a humor columnist and a mystery author. She is a funny, fun lady, and accordingly, the mystery she writes incorporate that sense of fun. We talked about the unconventional heroine of her detective series. So, Gail, how did you first come to create Harry Miniope?
Well, my girlfriend and I have a little joke running about a superhero for our age. She's called Perimenopause, and she solves all crime by eating chocolate, crying, and slapping people till somebody confesses. So when I decided I wanted to write mysteries because I love to read them, I kind of made her a little bit more of a real person instead of the funny, you know, perimenopause. And I looked for a name that could be mangled into menopause. And what I found was a Dakota word, Miniope, which means water falling twice. And I thought that just was perfect.
Tell me about some of the scrapes and some of the adventures Perry gets into in your book.
Okay, well, the first book, she was a house cleaner, and then she decided at 50 maybe she didn't want to scrub other people's toilets anymore, so now she's a private investigator. Her first book, a former client talks her into cleaning his fridge out one more time, and she finds a severed hand inside, wearing a really big ring. So, of course, you got to do something with that. So in the second book, Hit or Misses, she is hired to do surveillance on a wealthy, possibly cheating wife. But the wife's girlfriends have other plans. So, you know, a friend will help you move, a good friend will help you move a body. So Perry finds herself in a few scrapes there. And in the hot mess, her very first client, Benny, comes back because somebody burned down his house and put a dead body inside. And he kind of wants her to figure it all out. So she kind of crawls into everybody's closets and finds a lot of skeletons.
Sounds like you have a lot of fun with her. When did you write your first book, Freezer Burn?
Freezer Burn I actually wrote in 2007. So, and it was published in 2009 by a small press out on the East Coast.
How'd you come to choose mystery as your genre?
Well, when I decided, I started out as a journalist and an essay writer. I have a local humor column in my newspaper. And I wanted to write a book. And what I wanted to write was literary fiction, but I thought that would be too hard. So I started writing, because what I love to read is not literary fiction, it's mysteries. So I thought mysteries would be super hard because of all the plots. But I decided that if you set up a good outline and a good Excel spreadsheet, you can do just about anything.
You've set up that good outline. You have the idea for a new book. What comes next? What's your process like?
My process is that once I set up the outline and set up my characters, I start writing. And when the little voice inside my head says this is boring, I just hit somebody over the head with something in my book and, you know, go from there.
I'm glad for that clarification. How has Perry surprised you, if at all, as you've written her? Has she sometimes done something that's like, whoa, you didn't expect that?
Yes, she does that all the time. She's a pretty sassy woman. Pretty independent. And I can actually remember a scene in Hit or Misses that it was not working. I had her walking up to a country club to get some information, and she sees her reflection in the doors and she realizes that she is not really dressed appropriately for the country club. And I kept having her go back to her car, and it wasn't working. It didn't play out right. And then it finally dawned on me that Perry would not do that. She would go ahead and say, well, I'll go shopping later. Right now, I got to go get this info. So she, you know, barges on in with her little wrinkled khakis and gets it done.
And she solves the crime, probably, and winds up eating chocolate.
Yes, yes. And her dirty martinis, because she likes clean houses, but dirty martinis.
I think I like this woman. What's ahead for her after the hot mess, your most recent book?
Well, actually, I'm taking a little bit of a break from the hot mess and from the Perry books. I'm going to write a brand new mystery with brand new characters. Because in addition to writing mysteries, I'm a horsewoman. And everybody asks me, why don't you put horses in your books? Okay, I'm going to write a mystery with horses in the books so everybody will know that I know how to write this. And then I'm going to go back to Perry. I've got a bunch of ideas for her and her cast.
Can you give me any preview or any working title or anything? Well, I just have to be patient like the rest of your readers.
Well, I think there might be some intrigue when a certain character's father returns to town, who's been missing for a long time, And there might be some heartache and some soul searching when a certain character gets injured on the job. And I think that Perry's always going to start out thinking she's got an easy case, and it always turns into a tough one.
And finally, what would be your advice to anybody who, like you, has been writing, now they want to write a book?
I would say read some books about writing books. You know what you're doing first. I wrote a really bad literary fiction novel. It's languishing on my hard drive, and I use it for spare parts. I did everything wrong that you could do wrong because I didn't read about it. I didn't learn about it. So learn the craft and learn the rules, and then you can break them.
Can you recommend one or two good books about writing books?
Well, Stephen King's On Writing is always a good book. Anne Lamott's Bird by Bird, a good book. If you just need work on just writing in general, Judy Reeves wrote a book, A Writer's Book of Days, that gives you interesting writing prompts. It also helps you when you're plotting to look at these writing prompts and go, what if? Also, The First 5 Pages is a good book. Oh, Save the Cat is a good book. I think that's about all I can think of off the top of my head.
Gail, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Dot.